From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Dream Stalker by Margaret Cole, number 3 in the Father John O'Malley, Vicki Holden mystery series. Now let's begin with Chapter 1 of The Dream Stalker. Rain pattered against the window and broke through the quiet in the study. Father John Aloysius O'Malley closed the thick red-bound report and glanced at the clock on his desk. A little after midnight. The evening had gotten away from him. He switched off the lamp and, out in the front hall, scooped the phone from the small table before starting up the dark stairs of the priest's residence. The long cord trailed behind. He always carried the telephone to the second-floor landing when he went to bed, in case someone needed a priest in the middle of the night. The phone began to screech, sending a kind of electric shock through his hand. He felt his stomach muscles tighten as he sank onto a stair and picked up the receiver. "St. Francis Mission," he heard the edge in his voice. A hollow sound came over the line, then a whooshing noise like a gust of wind. Father John could sense the human presence. "Hello," he said. The tone was meant to be encouraging. "This... the priest?" A man's voice, raspy. "Father O'Malley, do you need help?" He never got used to the late-night calls, though he'd been at St. Francis Mission on the Wind River Reservation now for 7 years, the last 3 as the Jesuit pastor. He didn't want to climb back into the old Toyota pickup tonight. He'd spent the day driving through the rain across the southern half of the reservation where the Arapahoes lived. The Shoshones lived up north, outside of his parish. He'd visited a few of his elderly parishioners, the lovely old people, as he thought of them. And he'd